Well, thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, God, for my family, and I thank you for teaching me last night. You're so good to teach us. Just such a blessing to teach us. Thank you for our ability to meditate on your word. Hey, guys, guess what? I'm praying, so what does that mean for you? Cade is being quiet. Hopi and Luke, what does that mean when I'm praying? How are you going to act? Are you going to be loud or quiet?
Quiet.
Okay. All right. God really taught me yesterday, and I'm going to read something to you guys.
Don't have all of it.
Okay, let Micah have... There's not anything left, really. There's, like, the crumbs. Oh, that's nice, kid. Okay. Can somebody share with baby, Hopi? You have a lot. Share some with baby, like 3 or 4. The promises for meditating on God's law are abundant. Based on Psalm 119, God will give you life and salvation. He will set your feet on a broad place and keep you safe. He will quicken your understanding, straighten your priorities, light your path, and answer you. You will delight in his law, and he will instruct you while he enlightens you. He will establish you, sustain you, give you faithful commands, and because of this, you will have the audience of kings. His kindness will be on you, and your heart will be happy because your appetites will be right. God will hold his hand up for you for all generations. You will sing praises to God. You will receive comfort in affliction and be able to comfort yourself through his word at times. You will be in the law's favor because you will love and correctly discern the truth. The testimonies of God will be on your mouth. When you meditate on God's word, your portion is God's favor. You will be held in hope and have abundant peace. You will behold wonders, miracles, delight in the sweet things of God, and even the capacity of your heart will expand. You will learn how to teach with truly good judgment. Those that don't meditate on God's word open themselves to shame, rebuke, reproach, contempt, wickedness, and stumbling blocks. I believe the battleground for believers is the mind. We are battling to correct our own misgivings while raising the next generation in a culture which is becoming duller but more intense. We are competing for the attention of our children and guiding their affections in a highly corrupt society. America is a modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. We will face increasing persecution in the social arena, but this will likely bleed into medical choices and exclusion from opportunities and may also impact the marketplace and job opportunities. But we learn how to be strong of mind, body, and soul. That is what God taught me last night. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. No, baby. Oh, the other one.
What do you guys think of that?
I think I need to clear out my nose again.
Okay, go. The Bible is the pathway of reflective reasoning and deductive reasoning from Revelation. It illuminates your understanding and consecrates the mind.
Open!
Can I help
out by
reading this?
Huh?
Can I help
out by
reading the
paper? Go ask Daddy. We were...
Tomorrow,
but that's definitely not happening.
Come to me, you precious. Come to me. Come to me, precious babies.
Oh, you're still young.
They're just so little girls. Never yet.
Okay, so we are going to do.
Pickle, mommy.
Season 4, episode 163. I want you to go get your Bible, Cade. Not in there. And then we're going to do Psalm 15.
Why does Kate have a drink? That's a good, a big boy drink.
Because I'm a big boy.
Okay.
You're not a glass. Because
I'm a big boy.
Oh, season 163. Psalm 15. Are you open to Psalm 15? Mm-hmm. You got to put the pickles away. Well, they I don't want the pickles out at the same time of your, Hey, Micah, go get your Bible, sweetie.
There's one in the fridge with your letter on top of it that you had started drinking yesterday but never finished.
Get your Bible.
Me?
You can get your new one. Do you want to get your new one?
Did you just have the cycles?
The new one that I got you. Oh, Hopi, can you get me one of those?
They're in the outside fridge.
Okay. She just got one for her, right?
That was what she had started yesterday.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Okay,
I don't think you can
lock
it back. I can't get these. My new Bible.
What do you need, Luke?
My new Bible. Micah, sell some juice for me.
Don't shake it.
Did she shake it?
Yes, she was shaking it.
Mommy, can you give me one of those?
I'll share with you. I'll share.
I love that.
Okay, can you please open this one? Then you need a cup. All right, I'll do this one first. I'll show you.
I don't read it. Well,
you want to read it?
Surprising, it did not explode.
Okay. Can you give me a cup?
Did we do this one?
Yes.
Did we do this
yes.
one?
Yeah.
Did you learn about this one?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do this one? Thanks, Daddy.
No. No.
Okay. Winky. This is all about Winky.
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 Winky. Winky. Winky. Winky. Winky. Winky.
It's super hard.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Super hard. What? He gets all of it? Can you mix it with it? Can you mix it with it?
I don't know what mixing it with it means.
Mixing it.
You want kombucha in it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Hopi. Here. Micah, do you want some kombucha? The reason I got so much is because of the probiotics. They rebalance your gut.
That looks so good. That looks so good, Mom.
It's just good for you.
This is so good.
Mommy, okay. You want a pickle?
First, I'll show you guys a video. Can you think you guys can pay attention?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I can try to do it.
I'm going to show you what a honing pigeon.
Yeah, I've seen them before. I read about Cher Amy. You should look up Cher Amy. A pigeon. After this, can you look up Cher Amy?
I'm going to do... This is professional pigeon racing.
Bob.
It was connected.
Myself.
I can't.
Too spicy.
Okay, don't get another one.
No, no. What?
What's too spicy? This is
what? Saying cleanliness is next to godliness.
Godliness is next to
God. Why does it keep doing that? All right, I'll show you on here because this screen is pretty big. Okay.
for the birds.
My job is to make sure that I have my birds healthy, and they're conditioned, and they're ready to go.
And when you say ready to go, you mean what?
So I race pigeons.
That's right, pigeon racing. Lelton's Hilltop Home in Kingsbury serves as both the finish line and training grounds for his flock of far-flying fowl. In competitions akin to marathon runners or thoroughbred horses, these avian athletes take to the skies to see who can fly home the fastest. By the time Lelton's birds are ready to compete, they've practiced the trip countless times.
Once my babies can fly and play for 1 hour without landing, that's kind of the green light for me to start training. And when I start training, I'm talking about road training, actually putting my birds in a training basket, putting them in the back of a pickup or a vehicle, and driving them a short distance away from their loft and watching them come back so they learn to get up, get out, and go home.
Five, 10, 20 miles at a time, they build up their homing abilities until these bird brains rival the radar of a passenger jet. It's all for a contest hatched from one of nature's greatest mysteries.
The homing ability of pigeons is really a great secret. It's not necessarily the first area it's not where they were born. It's the area that they're really first liberated, where they first take their maiden voyage, if you will, for the most part. There are many documentations, and there are many races across the country that are in the thousands of miles. It's very interesting how they do that.
If there's one thing more exciting to Lelton than the mystery of how pigeons do what they do, it's the exhilarating buzz in the air on race day. But the competition is steep, especially coming from his own household.
When I asked Phyllis to marry me, she embraced it with open arms. But I'll tell you, on race day, we've been married 31 years. On race day, she's trying to beat me, and so she's awfully excited about them. So it's a lot of fun.
So what's the difference between your pigeons and your husband's pigeons?
Well, mine are winners.
And yours are winners? Yeah.
They are. They are. And they're prettier.
Today's 100-mile sprint begins in New Braunfels at a pigeon racing clubhouse. Trainers meet here to register their birds, scan their tracking chips, and load them into a specialized trailer. Then the entire flock is driven hours away to the starting line. Tomorrow morning, the birds will scatter to the winds and fly back home in different directions.
Number eight.
But at this point, all Lelton can do is wait.
There's a lot of adversities that they face just in the wild and in the natural. So when you liberate or release a pigeon, whether that be a training toss or a race, they have highline wires and poles that are out there, fences, they have trees.
That would look like a doggy.
So when you liberate them, you certainly are probably their largest cheerleader, if you will. I mean, you're wanting, first of all, for them to perform. But maybe more so, you're wanting them just to get back home and, you know, all in one piece and healthy and in good shape. And so, you know, for me, that's part of the drive. It's exciting. The exhilaration is every time I take one of these little guys out, they're basically like little soldiers. You know, you put them through their paces. You've taught them all you can. You've conditioned them the best you can. You've cared for them. And then when you turn them loose on a race, they basically lay their life down for you. I mean, they're laying their life on the line and saying that they can make it from point A to point B.
Okay.
And for me, that's just it's a very interesting, very humbling thing.
Hundreds of miles from Kingsbury, a trailer full of little soaring soldiers pulls into an empty parking lot just as the sun begins to rise. They've been preparing for this event since birth. And now their instincts will call them home, where Lelton Morse will have his eyes fixed on the horizon, waiting for that triumphant moment when they cross the finish line.
That's awesome.
Hey.
When when pigeons are returning from a race, there's a well up inside of me. I don't really know how what right word there is to use for it, but it's excitement, it's exhilarating, it's fear of the unknown, of who's in the group and who's not. But mostly for me, it's just great exhilaration and excitement. When I look across that green field down below my loft, to me, when I see them, there's not a lot that excites me more than that, maybe other than my wife and my son. I think if you've ever faced some adversity in your life and you've had to really come through certain challenges that may be difficult for you, it's almost like I can relate to these guys because of the effort that they have to put out and what they do, and they make it easy. They never complain about it. But for me and Phyllis, I don't see us stopping racing pigeons for any reason. As long as my health will allow and the good Lord lets me be healthier than I plan on racing pigeons.
I love that story.
Me too, and we've got plenty more where that came from.
Just click on the subscribe button and keep traveling with us.
All right, what's up, Pigeon World? What's up, Ma? Head of the Thieves. Here we are. Race number 3, guys. FBC Club right there. Those are some of the guys right there. It's Mark and Noah. Here we are. So we're loading 9 birds for the race tomorrow. Race number 3. About 185 miles. Here we go.
Check this out. This is my very first diploma right here.
Racing pigeons.
GPS. We're having 1137. So there it is. My very first diploma. That is awesome. Thank you, FBC. Pigeon World, we just finished, so we loaded 9 birds, and hopefully I can get all 9 back, all right? So we just finished loading the birds here at the FBC Club. Empty crate right here. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Good morning, Pigeon World. What's up, my halabatids? 9:30 in the morning right now.
Is this a new video?
Let me give you guys a quick break.
Yeah. You guys should tell me.
Mommy! Tell her! Okay.
I want to watch it.
All right. Did those other pigeons get home?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to watch the other
one. Okay, let me tell you about Winky. Look at this. Winky.
I have seen the whole book.
During
so
World War
II. All the other pigeons.
During World War II, a damaged plane crashed into the sea. Look at this trouble. The crew had no way to radio for help. But they had a vital piece of equipment, a pigeon named Winky. Winky flew all the way home to the base, all 100. There's a trash can right by Cade. Please, Cade, put the trash on the table so that Micah can. I don't want you to, like, have to touch each other's napkins. Just put it, yeah, so you can all reach it. Okay. Alerting rescuers and saving the entire crew. She was awarded... She got an award, a special medal for her heroism. However, far away they are, however far away they are, birds can find their way home again and again and again. But not God's children. God's children are not homesick for him. We are lost. Are you far away today? Be like Winky. The minute
not Winky.
You've gone off course, head home to God. And the scripture is, oh, return to me, for I have paid the price to set you free. Who paid the price to set us free? You're right. What were you going to say? Yeah.
You know, lava is...
That's the beast!
My mouth is so wide.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Don't bang that.
Jurassic
World. Cade was living there?
No.
Was he a dinosaur?
No.
Okay.
I want you guys to turn to Psalm 15, please. Psalm 15.
Could you look up chair A?
What?
Chair A.
Chair Named chair, like I'm sitting in a chair.
Mom, I got
chair.
Not on me. Baby, C H E R. Let me go look.
Oh, share.
Yes, share.
Share me, like my love.
Yes, it's share.
All right, I'll play this. Go back.
Does the name Cher Ami sound familiar to you? She was a carrier pigeon that saved the lives of almost 200 soldiers during the First World War. Do you want to know her story? We tell you about it in this Animal Wise video. The terrible situation. Our story takes place in October 1918, when a group of over 500 US soldiers were completely surrounded by German enemy troops. They were facing a desperate situation since they were located behind enemy lines without food or ammunition to defend themselves. After their runners had been intercepted, they had sent several messages via carrier pigeon, but none were able to reach for support. They had all been shot down by the Germans as hundreds of soldiers were dying. The situation seemed hopeless, their last hope. They only had one carrier pigeon left, Cher Ami, which means dear friend in French. By this time, US Army reinforcements had arrived, but they began to shoot at the cornered battalion, thinking they were German troops. Cher Ami was the last hope for the soldiers caught in the situation. They wrote a message tied to Cher Ami's leg explaining where they were located and warning that their own artillery was bombing them. Cher Ami's journey. The pigeon flew at great speed trying to reach her destination, but as soon as the Germans saw her, they opened fire. She was hit by enemy bullets and fell to the ground. Although seriously wounded, she managed to take flight again and make the long distance to reach her destination. She finally managed to deliver the message and was able to save the lives of almost 200 soldiers. Due to the enemy's attacks, Cher Ami was wounded in the chest and lost both a leg and an eye. The army medical team quickly intervened to treat her and managed to save her life. Once recovered, she was sent back to the United States with a prosthetic wooden leg they had made for her. Recognition of Cher Ami. Upon arrival in the United States, Cher Ami received the Oak Leaf War Cross Medal. She was not only awarded for saving the lost battalion, but for having delivered a total of 12 important messages during World War I. Sadly, Cher Ami passed away in June 1919 due to injuries sustained during her last mission. At that time, she was awarded a gold medal from the Organized Bodies of American Racing Pigeon Fanciers as thanks for her war service. She was also sent to a taxidermist to preserve her body. She is currently in the Price of Freedom exhibition at the National Museum of American History alongside Sergeant Stubby, another great animal war hero. If you still do not know the story of Stubby, the dog who was promoted to sergeant, we explain all in this video.
Who is Stubby?
Are there any other famous animals you'd like to hear?
Stubby. Okay.
Can you share it?
Share. I mean, no, we're sort of getting off track. All right. Let's go to Psalm 15. I'm going to turn it on so you can.
Mommy, can I have my Bible back?
Yeah, sure. Here. Just don't get food on it.
All
right. You might not have Psalm 15 in that one. You can look at pictures while they read to you.
Nodded.
I'll put it up on the screen, Hopi.
I have 106.
Because it's a picture Bible, Hopi. All right, Micah, you read first, then Kate's going to read, and then you're both going to have a chance. Everybody's going to have a chance to tell me, what does the Holy Spirit teach you? But before you read, I'm going to say, let's talk about our prayer requests. Auntie Kathy has one. She said she's going to do a time with... she's going to meet with a college student this afternoon, and she asked that we could pray that her time goes according to God. Okay? Maybe we could pray for that. What else? What other prayer requests do we have? What other prayer requests do we have?
Mommy, remember the fight?
Yeah.
That was the fight.
Yeah. Okay, what other prayer requests? Your health, for sure.
Going to Oregon and not having to wish Barnsley party.
Okay,
tomorrow,
yeah.
Tomorrow, going to Oregon.
Well, tomorrow's not going to happen for sure, but maybe Sunday or Monday. Yeah. Okay, what else? That's a good one. What else?
And this is the question.
Yeah.
What? Where?
Yeah, more mail. I made a mess of the position.
Yeah, more mail.
That's
good. Okay, what other prayer requests do we have, guys?
And this by the side, the apple of my eyes.
Don't touch him. What are your prayer requests, Cade? You also shouldn't have touched each other.
I should eat a social.
Don't start this morning like yesterday, okay? Both of you. Huh? I can't hear you.
I have no idea.
You don't have any prayer requests? Okay. Hopi, what about you? No prayer requests? Luke, what about you? Do you have any prayer requests?
No.
Okay. So now I want you all to think of a praise to the Lord. Are you ready, Victory? Ready? Praise God! You do it!
Well, actually, I do.
Okay.
I'm getting a better mind to stay with
you. Okay, I need you to say that again. Without the sin part.
I want to get sicker.
Mama!
Say it again without the sin part, Cade.
Mom, I want to say something. Look
at this guy. Mommy, look at this guy.
Mommy, look at
this guy.
I can't
understand that.
Mama!
Okay, good.
Mommy, I'm gonna say
something. Okay, let's do our praise. Put your all four on the floor, kid. Thank you. And put your knees under, boys. Thank you. All right. Do you not have a praise to the Lord?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your praise?
My praise is that I love dinosaurs.
Thank you, God, for dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, wipe your nose. Hopi, what about you? Don't dog ear that book. Don't dog ear that book.
Mama!
She already did.
Don't dog ear the book. Open it up.
Why'd you do that?
If it was your book, you could, but it's not.
Dog eared the other one.
That was my Bible!
Fully hit that one right there. Fully put the page over. Undo it.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, why did it take
Do you have a praise? To the
I
Lord?
Didn't know
you didn't
that.
Heal me.
Just kidding. How can you not know that?
Don't taunt
You're
him.
Healing me.
Yes.
I didn't know that I can't do that.
Yeah, of course you should. You shouldn't do that to your own butt. You healed me yesterday.
When you're going through sickness, and then if the Lord allows it to stay for some reason, we either pray more or we say, God, what are you trying to teach me? Are you, like, trying to teach me something? Maybe he's trying to teach you how to be persistent in your prayer or something. You ask the Lord. Don't blame him. Right? It's never gone well for anybody that's blamed the Lord for problems.
I've never blamed him.
Good. Okay, what is your praise to the Lord? Okay, this is not going well for you, Hope.
Hope, I don't know what. Don't have the book anymore.
Put it
down.
What are you doing, Dad?
Did you fall?
Yes.
What happened?
I tried to do it as gracefully as I could.
What happened?
I slipped on the bone.
Oh, no.
I see it under the bone.
Are you okay?
It stressed my legs out a little bit. I didn't spill my oatmeal.
Okay.
It actually looks like you...
Don't climb on me, please.
You fall...
Give Daddy space. He just fell.
I purposefully did it as slowly and gracefully as possible.
Oh, you're gonna...
Mama,
Okay, go back to the table now.
You can try. Come right back. Okay, read Psalm 15, Micah.
Lord, who may abide in the tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor. Nor does he take up a grudge against his friend, and whose eyes of our person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own heart and does not change. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change. He who does not put out his money.
I'm on top of
the eye. Usury?
Nor does he take a bribe against the innocent.
I'm on top of
he
the
who
eye.
Does these things shall
never be. Wait,
I have the top.
Okay, you're not being quiet, and you need to be quiet. This is actually a Harrow song, right?
It reminds me of one, but I think it's a way different.
It's like a new international version. Let's see if we can find it. Psalm 15.
I actually got the psalm.
He who has lifted his soul to what is wrong and does not swear deceitfully.
Yeah, here it is.
Right.
Okay. You guys got to get your notebooks. Go ahead and get your notebooks, please. The ones that you wrote in yesterday.
Mom, I like the Buddha now.
And then, can you get your notebooks? That means move.
I can find a notebook.
What? Go look. It was on the counter, wasn't it?
I looked and I didn't see it.
Then you might need to look again, sweets. Date. Wasn't it?
I don't see it anywhere. I just saw Luke's.
Oop. All right, this is a problem.
What?
Kate's causing trouble again.
Hey, Luke. What's wrong?
He tried to pull me down.
Kate needs to get in trouble because this is, again, happening. Okay, go get your notebooks. Like I said, nobody's listening. Mike is the only one. Do you have something to write with, babes? Go ask Daddy to help you find it. Go look at me. Go ask Daddy to help you find it. Got something to write with, babe?
Mom!
I'm not sure why you thought you could.
Wow, I think you thought it was a paper.
It's not. Get your brown notebook. Where did you put it after yesterday, Kate? Is it in your drawer? Did you put it on my desk?
Do you want to go outside?
It's in the front of your book? Kate, I mean, Daddy, you have no idea, huh?
About?
Kate's brown notebook.
I didn't put anything away. It would have been up here, right? In this, instead of the stack? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going crazy.
Yeah, every day. New reasons. Never did the same old thing. Micah's little brown
book. That's Micah's.
Here's a bunch of other little brown books.
A bunch of little brown
books. Does it just say Cade's God notebook? Any of those?
Mama! Yeah. Oh,
Cade Veritas?
Okay. Mama! I mean, it's supposed to be his God notebook.
It has got to be somewhere. Except for Mucky. Except for Mucky.
Okay.
Except for Mucky.
Don't do that. Here. All right. Come back, Cade.
Hold this.
I can't because I have to find my book.
The brown notebook Daddy gave you is right there. It's different from yesterday. But that's the one you need to use.
And I can't find the other one.
Right. So it's a problem, but sit down because Daddy found the brown one for you. Do you have something to write with?
Nope.
Okay, please go get something to write with and come right back. Yeah. Do it quicker.
Ah! What was that?
What did you want to go? None of your beeswax.
What did you bubble?
I said none of your beeswax.
Really? I don't think you said that when you bubbled.
Mom, I don't see any L on this. Mom, I don't see any L on this. On Olympic 9.
That's yours.
It doesn't have an L on it.
Maybe you rubbed it off, but it is yours.
It's very easy to rub off.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sharpie? Okay, what you're going to do is from Psalm 15.
Did someone do it? Did someone do it?
Where is it?
He's probably tired.
We slept till 8.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for coming back quickly.
I woke up at 1 again last night.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. We're going to go to Psalm 15. Open your book to a new page, please.
I can't find
a clean page. Like, clean page?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it in the middle of the book? The stuff I wrote about is in the middle of the book.
Okay. You're going to write Psalm 15 on top.
Here you go.
Ow, my ear.
Psalm 15.
But Psalm 15 is at the bottom.
What? In your notebook, can you please open up to a new page?
Not in the Bible.
Oh, you need to keep your Bible open to Psalm 15. Oh, it's in there. Oh, good. Okay.
Mom, I just had a question. Is that an insult?
I made my own Bible.
Okay, you've been a little difficult this morning. Can you please fix that?
I made my own Bible, Mommy.
I love it. Okay, look. Try again.
Of course it is. It's an insult.
Mind your own business. Cade, can you please fix yourself this morning? Okay. You might have to ask God to help your heart. All right.
Renew.
That is good. Renew. Just don't talk to him because he's being combative. He's not appreciating your feedback. If that's a booger tissue, please put it in the trash can like I asked before. Okay? Put it in the trash can, please. It was in front of your spot. If you continue, you will have a spanking.
Would anyone else like another Volvo meal?
No, thanks.
I haven't had one.
You want some?
Don't put it in the banana, please. Daddy, can you wipe baby's spot off? Because his Bible's going to go in it. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready, Cade? Okay, go to Daddy for a spanking.
I'm trying to recover.
I'm asking about your heart. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, that's better. Okay, so you can draw a picture of a tabernacle if you want. They used to call it the tent of meeting. So look, you can make it like a tent if you want. This is like a tent. Look, right here. Like one line that way and one line that way. It's kind of like an upside down V.
Be quiet.
You need to calm down also. All right.
It hurts a lot.
But screaming does not help a headache. If you have a headache, screaming is not
the only way
you.
He understands me.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
You're
true.
Calling him unintelligent. He's not an animal.
I don't say he has
intelligence. See, I gave him a minute.
Good, your tent.
Luke, no more screaming, please.
Okay, now if you want, you can draw an eye in there because God is dwelling in the tabernacle. And he's looking at the earth. You can draw an eye like that. See? Like that.
But I made a 3D tent. I made a 3D tent.
That's okay. You
Mommy,
can put an eye in there.
Need an eye.
Nice. Put an eye out however it makes sense to you.
I have glasses. Awesome.
All right.
I got it.
There's
I got
the
it.
Tissues right there.
I got
there.
It.
Like,
all right.
I got a mosquito bite.
I need to stop rocking it.
All right.
Ow.
So it says, who shall dwell in thy holy hill? So let's make a hill underneath our tent. Let's put the tent on a hill. Ready? There's my hill. Sure you can. It's like a big upside down U.
What if I make a spiky hill?
You can make a spiky hill. Who can dwell in thy holy hill?
Like a hill that's like a smell like a baby.
Yeah. Sojourn means, also sojourn means like to stay or visit. So the question is, we're asking God, who can visit your tabernacle? Who can dwell or live in your holy hill?
And then we get the answer.
Yeah?
It means that you be safe and healthy.
Mm-hmm. That is what that means. So we got the answer. So let's start answering. It says, he that walks uprightly. So let's draw a person walking upright. He that walks uprightly.
No, like you forgot to draw a path.
You can draw a person walking upright.
Okay.
Can
I draw a person that looks funny?
Yeah, sure. A person walking upright.
Like a person.
Do you have your marker pack in your book bag? What happened to your marker pack?
It's still in the booklet. I think it's still in the binder that which got
thrown
away.
I didn't throw it away.
You need markers?
It's just nice for him to have it with his set.
I don't want any markers.
He doesn't want them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not saying I actually need them.
I like your person.
It looks so funny.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, what symbol can we... What symbol, Cade, don't chastise somebody for coughing, all right?
Yeah, that means you get a spanking.
How could we write a symbol for working righteousness?
I'm making the temple of God.
Yeah. How could we do a symbol for
it's
working?
Oh, wait, I don't have metal to make God.
Okay. What's a symbol for working righteousness?
Yellow is called heaven.
Oh, heaven? Yeah. It's like gold in heaven. The streets are made of gold. What's
like,
a symbol?
Like
listen.
This.
Okay. What's a symbol for working righteousness? What could we do? Like if it's right, maybe we do a check mark for things that are right. Working righteousness. So,
Mom,
Micah, what we've got is the tabernacle and the eye of God.
I made the heaven.
Yay.
I thought it was a tent.
It says, yeah, a tabernacle is like a tent. A tent of meeting. That's what it is.
A tent!
It says, who shall dwell on the holy hill? We have a hill. And then we have the answer. Those that walk uprightly, so we have a person walking upright. Those that work in righteousness, we have a check mark for that. Those that speak the truth in the heart. So let's draw a heart with a mouth. So there's a heart speaking. Let's draw a mouth inside a heart. Did you know that the heart speaks? The heart speaks through the mouth. Out of the overflow of the mouth, the heart speaks. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
I feel
you feel your heart? Yeah. Look, you can feel your heartbeat right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I might get them.
Okay. You can get them if you want.
Like this, Mommy.
But I don't want to disobey you.
Mommy.
I just said you can get them if you want. Okay?
Mommy, like this.
Yeah. Okay.
The sun is walking to the holy temple.
So the heart speaks truth. Let's write a T for the truth.
Hey,
a T for the truth.
Then how do you make a heart?
The heart. Look. The heart. Like this. I'll do dots.
I can't see it.
Did you escape?
That's the heart.
I forgot now.
Hey,
dude. Mama!
Pulls my hair. Did what?
Nothing. We are making baby
work.
Yay! Blah, 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 blah.
Cade, get the markers and sit. Otherwise, your quest is over.
Mommy,
you got them.
Good. Mommy.
You only want those four colors?
No.
Or is that all you have?
Mommy.
Where are your other markers?
Mommy. Mom.
Huh?
I don't know.
Mommy, it's like this. Blah, blah, whoa. Blah, blah.
Okay. So those that speak truth in the heart. All right, let's draw a big tongue.
A big
a tongue. You can draw like that.
A big
red. A big red with only orange. Or yellowish, orange, green, and blue.
Okay, here's a tongue coming out of a mouth.
It's a blue with
taste buds.
Yellow? Mom, how do you make red?
White red is a primary color. It's just got to be red.
White with pink. White with red is pink. Yeah, there's no white with red.
Mom,
pink is red and white.
Yes. That looks so funny.
Okay, so we're going to tell the truth and not slander with our tongue. So you can write...
You can write
slander.
I gave Kate my red.
That's so nice. You can write slander and put a big circle X over it. Because we don't slander with our mouths, right?
And stop so loud.
I have a pink in here.
Mm-mm. Okay, what else do we not do? Evil. What's the symbol for evil?
Like, you're like, I'm like evil.
Yeah, what if we do an unhappy face for evil?
I'm still working on my heart.
Like this.
Okay.
I'm going to get you.
Well, I'm
going to
make it a monster. So, move your head, please.
We can say.
Sure.
You forgot.
Evil.
Thank you.
And we say no evil. We're not going to do any evil.
Like this. Mommy, like this. I'm going to pick you.
That's right. No slander. No evil. Oops.
I've got a face.
Ah, I got your tongue.
You got a tongue?
Mom, I
want to
do a tongue. I haven't done a tongue.
Okay. No slander, no evil. What does it mean to take up a reproach against his neighbor?
To kill him.
To shame, revile, taunt, or disgrace. That's right. Chide, berate. You can't scold, reprimand. Your neighbor. This includes your siblings. You're not going to lecture or criticize or find fault with. So it says, don't take reproach against your neighbor. I'm going to add reproach to this evil guy. Reproach. We're not going to do reproach. So let's add that to this evil guy. And we're going to put a cross through that.
Like a monkey man's evil. That's a monkey that's evil, that's smacks other monkeys, that is good.
In whose eyes a reprobate, like a refusal or a rejection, is despised, okay? What's a symbol for rejection? Can you think of one? Okay, so those are all things we're not going to do. But those that honor them that fear, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah, what does your version say in Micah? What does 15 verse 14 say?
There is no verse 14.
15. Where's 15? Verse 5. 4. What does it say? But
in
he.
Mom.
Did the tongue. Mom. Did the tongue.
Okay. Yes. Okay, how could we say honor the Lord?
And I forgot the face. Mm-hmm.
How could you do a symbol for honor?
What is that? This is an angry face. Mm.
Nobody's answering me. Nobody has an idea for a symbol for honor?
Mom,
hmm?
Look, I made this towel all
in the Wow. What if we...
It looks...
What if we, for honor, did a person bowing before God, right?
Mom,
that's a good symbol for honoring.
I'm is bowing... I in my bed. I'm sick.
The Lord. Bowing sick, before
mommy.
The Lord.
I want to lay in my bed. I'm sick,
Mom. Okay.
Then you wouldn't be out here.
So you deal correctly with money. I'm going to draw a little dollar bill.
Back, Luke.
I'm
sick. Micah, are you keeping up? Please keep up. This is my little dollar bill. It's by my person that's honoring the Lord. Like that.
Honoring a dollar bill more like.
Does it look like that? It's like the person giving his money to the Lord, right? I'll just do an arrow.
Now it makes it even more because he's throwing down money.
No, it doesn't. He's giving his money to God. Also, God knows what I mean. Stop warping it.
That's why God owns all the money. So everybody knows that he's... Can you
write okay. God over? He doesn't... Okay, I'll write offering if it's unclear. Offering.
You can also outline the offering with some yellow.
Okay.
So the righteous is
here. It's an offering to God.
Move your head, Cade. Thank you.
Okay, and then... He doesn't put his money out to interest. He doesn't take reward from the innocent.
I can't see what else you've drawn up there.
He that doeth these things shall never be moved. So he's on solid ground. I'm just going to draw the ground under him like solid. this is a person that's on solid ground. Because he's not moved. I'm going to write, doesn't.
Luke, come back.
Now. Stop trying to be the parent. Advantage. You know what? I never learned how to write G's real well. And to this day, I don't write them the right way. Advantage.
How do you write them?
If I'm going fast, let me try to write fast. Advantage. Edge. Sometimes I write them like that. And it's not right. Yeah, it's wrong. Okay. Advantage. Doesn't take advantage of the poor. Of the poor.
Still using it.
You are using it.
I don't know what sweareth to his own hurt means. What does yours say again? Sweareth to his own hurt. He does not put out his money, nor does he take a bribe. Oh, against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved.
But okay. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change.
So this is just like,
whoever swears to his own hurt will never be moved. That's ridiculous.
Why are you saying the Bible's ridiculous?
I'm not saying it's ridiculous. I'm saying what I think it means is ridiculous.
What do you think it means?
Whoever swears to make himself hurt.
14:7.
Whoever does that will not be moved.
I'm gonna look it up here and see if it's
whoever
in the commentary.
Whoever can tell me what this is.
Psalm.
Will get a
home. 15:4.
It's a heart mouth with a body with another thing with a head with beach balls.
A monster?
Close.
A beast? A beast?
Something from your imagination?
Oh, they skipped right over it.
A monster?
A monster.
Go to a different resource.
Super close.
Cade, you're supposed to be drawing with me.
A colorful monster from your imagination.
Stay on task, both of you, please. Micah and Cade.
It is you?
Psalm
15.
Okay. 15:4. It's not in that one. I've got somebody that can tell me more information about this.
And I got to write like you wrote.
Psalm 15:4. Who, if he has sworn to his own hurt, changeth it not? In whose eyes the depraved person is contemned, and who honoreth them that fear Jehovah? Who, if he hath sworn in his own heart, if he have sworn to his own heart, changeth it not. Okay. Meaning.
A
bukala?
A thing with three arms. You're closer with four. A thing with six arms. You're closer with four. A giant, colorful heart, beach ball, head from your imagination.
They hate those who fail to please God and honor those who respect the Lord. If they make a promise to their neighbor, they do what they promised. Oh.
That makes no sense. How does...
That's what it means. Who swears to his own hurt and does not change, like to keep your promise. He keeps his word even to his own disadvantage. And does not change it for his own benefit. That makes sense.
I need to like write in my Bible.
Okay. Who keeps his oath even when it hurts? basically, you keep your oath even if it hurts and you don't change. That is being honorable before the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. Okay, this is the Amplified. He keeps his word even to his own disadvantage and does not change it for his own benefit. Thank you, God, for that insight. Okay, so you can say, keeps his word. I can help you. Even if it is hard. Yeah. Sure. Okay, but this is not a pencil that you can use to write in paper. Okay. I like your work here. This is looking great. Okay.
There's a person that loves his grandma.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so I'm going to say...
Not over there.
A colorful art marker what? With four arms.
What?
And, not over there.
There's not enough room on this page, babe.
Let me show this.
Whoa, are you okay?
Yeah.
You can write it.
All right, that's maybe not enough room, but let's try. Honor? Did you write honor somewhere?
No.
Honor. Honor. And then we'll write.
It's really simple.
You gotta get off me because I can't stay steady.
You were kind of close that time, but.
Doesn't?
It's more of a your shirt.
When? I did write an honor.
That's renew. Doesn't take.
Really close to the
Cade, so. You're supposed to be doing this work, please.
The Lorax.
Micah, you're distracting him.
Okay.
Doesn't take. Ed. Van. Tidge. Of. The. Poor. Keeps his word. What does it mean, Hope, to keep your word?
Oh.
To do what you say you're going to do. Like, if you say you're going to do something, then you have to do it, right? Even if it's hard.
I say that I am going to...
Did you finish writing this? Yeah. Did you write this? What's on my screen? Did you write it?
Uh-huh.
Let me see it.
There might be a thing on it.
Hmm?
There might be a thing on it,
no. Honor. Evil. Reproach. What does this say, babe?
It reject.
Okay, reject. Okay. So you need to say this part. Doesn't take advantage of the poor.
Oh, okay.
And keeps his word even when it's hard. Okay? Did you write it, Micah? You got it? Okay. All right, now let's go back to that idea of renew. I'm going to open it up. Flip back to the page, Micah, of renew. And then...
Can I go clear my nose?
Yep. Okay, Cade, just in case you need it, I'll put it up there. All right, what we learned yesterday, renew means to restore, rebuild, repair, And you guys wrote about it in your books there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you learn from today about restoring, renewing, or repairing? Rebuilding. What did you add to your understanding today?
That he who is good doesn't steal from the poor, doesn't take advantage. And if you honor God, he'll honor you also.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Woo! I need to fill.
What kind of things come out of your heart through the mouth of the heart?
Sometimes slander, evil, reject.
For a bad person.
Yeah.
For a foolish person, what comes out of your mouth?
Slander?
Mm-hmm.
Wiseness, godliness, predictile for the Lord.
Truth or lies?
Truths.
Yeah. So I want you to write that down for you.
Projectile of the ears of God.
Of the what?
Projectile of the ears of God.
Of the what? Of
I get more projectile for shooting the devil from with the arrows.
Oh, back. Arrows. I just couldn't understand you.
Okay,
arrows.
What am I supposed to do?
Okay, write down the way God has renewed you today through Psalm 15. How has God renewed you today? How has he restored you, rebuilt you, or repaired you today? Hope you draw a picture also for how did God renew you today with Psalm 15.
Why Psalm 15?
This is what we drew a picture about. How did God renew you? How did he rebuild you or repair you based on what we learned in Psalm 15? Write it down. Ask the Holy Spirit. How did you rebuild me and help me today? How did he put holy affection in your heart? Or how did he get you closer to his law?
Because he loved me.
Yeah, so write that. That's a good one. Write that in your book.
I'm going to write Jesus.
Listen, Cade, you need to put your brown notebook up there so you don't lose it again, okay? Right there on the Bible. Nope, on the Lukey Bible. Look over there. Look where I'm pointing. Okay, put it there. Now put your Bible where it goes, and then come back and get your markers after that, okay? And then you're not done after the markers. After the markers, you put them away, then come back one more time.
What?
Put your markers away and then come back one more time. And put your polite face on.
Okay.
Okay, Micah, the last thing is write down or draw a picture for how has God renewed you through this teaching. How has he rebuilt you, repaired you, or reestablished you? Put holy affection in your heart from Psalm 15. Okay, Cade, come back. Come back. Okay, deal with your pickles, your kombucha, and your...
They're not my pickles.
Look, all this is your pile.
They're not my pickles.
What are you going to do with your brown notebook? Back on that shelf, okay? Okay, you can write your last thing, and then you can, are you good enough to do work today, or do you need to go to bed?
Me winning
You're going to lay in bed.
To leave Sunday or Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I need to be well by then, because we're going to do the work at Oregon.
It's fine.
So.
That's fine, I'm just asking
you a question. I want to be well enough to get it done in Oregon.
Can you please talk to me in a respectful way? That's all.
Okay,
deal with your bowl and your kombucha.
That's being disrespectful.
Well, it seemed like a little bit.
Yeah, Micah.
You shut your mouth and mind your own business.
I thought I was being...
You mind your own business.
I thought I was being point making.
Okay, emphatic?
Yeah.
Okay. So how has God reestablished you, repaired you, rebuilt you, restored you, or put holy affection in your heart. That comes back, and then you deal with your kombucha and the oatmeal. Okay.
I'll put this on the bed.
Well, it's not your trash can.
I'm just having it on the bed, so there's a trash can nearby.
Deal with your oatmeal. Thank you.
Relationship.
Hope, deal with your oatmeal, baby, and put your God book up on the counter, and then. Did you say how God rebuilt you and restored you, and renewed you?
This is me waiting for you to just hug me.
Okay. All right, put that on the counter with your markers. Put your markers away. Micah, how about you put your God notebook on the same pile?
I put mine up here.
That's fine, as long as you can track it. Can you put your... You want to keep your pencil with it or no?
Okay.